Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are getting ready to host the 4-8 Cleveland Browns at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. And there are plenty of storylines to get to, so we'll let Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly do that right now. It's time for 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots barely escaped their trap in Houston, but there's going to be another one set for them right here in Foxborough because Cleveland comes to town on Sunday. There's actually a lot of similarities between the Browns and Texans, mostly on defense. Both of them don't allow a lot of yards, but the points allowed are pretty high. That's because they don't get a lot of help from their offenses, and it's also because neither one is very good in the red zone. I think that's an area the Patriots are going to need to exploit. They're going to have to find a way to get points on the board, be productive earlier in the game, get off to a faster start. But this is a defense that will make life tough. You just have to protect the football and make sure you execute. Don't give the Browns any easy opportunities. This is a defense that will play you tough, but the Patriots right now are clicking. I mentioned that the Cleveland defense doesn't get a lot of help from the offense, and the reason for that is the quarterback play. The Browns have had a lot of injuries and really not a lot of production from any of their quarterbacks, and right now they're dealing with concussion issues for both Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell. They don't even know who's going to play. It's going to probably come down to who ends up coming out of practice later in the week. Right now, this is an offense that is geared on one guy, and that's Josh Gordon. The Patriots have to make sure that he does not ruin this game for them. The last 2 weeks, about 500 yards receiving. That's incredible production. He's been able to do that with a variety of different guys throwing the ball, as I mentioned. The Patriots can't let him get behind them. They're banged up in the secondary. I'm not sure if Aqib Talib is going to be able to take him man-to-man. But the zone coverages that they used last week in Houston are going to have to be better. They can't allow him to do what Andre Johnson did last week and really impact the game. Gordon is capable of big plays, and he is explosive. He's the guy to stop. My last point this week is I think you really have an opportunity to improve that run defense that has really been struggling ever since Vince Wilfork went down way back when in Atlanta. They haven't been able to stop the run basically because of their personnel. They just don't have the bodies and the size up front to stop it. But Cleveland just can't run the football. Willis McGahee is still their lead back. He's averaging less than 3 yards a carry. There's no reason why, regardless of personnel, the Patriots can't do a better job of stopping Cleveland on the ground. This is an opportunity for those guys to get a little bit of confidence, to feel good about themselves as they head down the stretch and into the playoffs. The run defense has to be better. It just has to be better. Well, much like last week, I think this game is all about the start. They didn't get off to the good start in Houston, and ultimately, they wound up in a dogfight. I think the start is much better here at home, and I think Cleveland is really, really struggling, even more so than Houston. I don't think they have the young, up-and-coming quarterback to fall back on. I think they have a bunch of veterans that are sort of finding their way and losing interest. Cleveland might be okay down the stretch. They have a lot of draft picks, but right now, they are not equipped to deal with the New England Patriots. I think this is going to be an easy football game. I think the focus that I was looking for last week is going to show up this week, and the Patriots wind up rolling to a 31-13 victory. Yes, the same score I picked last week and was wrong with. 31-13 Patriots. With the Browns gone, things get much tougher with two tough road games at Miami and Baltimore.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.